B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Pei Aleph. We're going to start 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Omid Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Omid Beis that we'll read the Mishnah again. HaPesach sheNizrak Domoy, etc. If there was a Korban Pesach which the blood was sprinkled and then it became known that either the Korban Pesach itself or the blood had become Tomei, then the tzitz is Meratzeh, and thanks to the tzitz, the korban is considered a kosher korban pesach, and the owner does not need to bring a pesach sheni. Nitmo haguf. What happens if the issue is not that the korban, the meat of the flesh of the animal, or the blood became tomei, but the owners themselves became tomei? Eina tzitz meratze. The tzitz is not meratze, and they have to bring a pesach sheni. Mipnei she'omru hanozer vo'ise pesach. Hatzitz meratze al tumas adom ve'ein hatzitz meratze al tumas haguf. Specifically with Korban Pesach and Nozir, then the need for the owners to be tohir and to be able to eat from the Korban is very important and is almost a condition for that the Korban should be kosher. And therefore, if the owners are tomei, then these two Korbonis will be posel. And the tzitz will not be meratze. Then the Mishnah continues, Nitzma betumas hatohim. If the Bailim, if the owners of Korban Pesach or Korban Nozir, when they became Tomei, then it was a tumas hatohim. In the same way as the Tohoim, the depths of the sea is something which is unseen and it's totally concealed and unknown, so too when you have a tumah, that when the person became tomei, at that point in time it was compared to the tohoim, and it was a tumah that had been previously undetermined and unknown by anybody. We'll learn more about that soon. Then hatzitz meratze, even though it's tumas bailim, but since when the bailim became tomei, it was tumas hatohim, therefore the tzitz is meratze, and in the event that the blood was sprinkled, then they do not, in the case of Korban Pesach, he does not need to bring a Pesach sheni, and in the case of the Nozir, then he has successfully brought his korbonos and has terminated his Nazirus period. Says the Gemara, Nitmo tumas hatohim, we saw in the Mishnah just now that Nitmo tumas hatohim, hatzitz meratze. Since when he became Tomei, the Tuma was compared to the Tohoim, Tumas HaTohoim, therefore the Tzitz is Meratze. Boy Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma asked the following question. Koyhein HaMeratze B'Korban Oseihem. So the Mishnah was discussing if the owners of the Korban Pesach or the Nozir, the Korban Nozir, became Tomei, Tumas HaTohoim, the Tzitz is Meratze. What happens if nothing happened with the owners, but the Kohen that was doing the Korban, then it after he did the Korban, it became apparent that whilst he did the Korban, he was Tomei. What type of Tumah? Tumas HaTohim. That before he did the Korban, he was obviously exposed to a type of Tumah known as Tumas HaTohim, and then he did the Korban, and really he was Tomei. But he didn't know that then. Normally, when a Kohen does the Avoida when he's Tomei, the Avoida is Posel. Over here, the Kohen was Tomei, Tumas HaTohim. Do we say Tzitz Meratze and the Korbonis are kosher or not? Kohen HaMeratze B'Korbonisim. Hutro loy Tumas HaTohim oy loy. Then do we say that since it was Tumas HaTohim, the Avoida he did was kosher or not? Mi Omrinon, do we say that Ki Gemiri Tumas HaTohim Bebailim? When did we have a Gemiri? When did we learn, and we'll soon see later, it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that Tumas HaTohim, regard, that means Tumas Bailim, which the owners became Tomei Tumas HaTohim, by Pesach and Nozir, that the Tumah does not render the Korban as posel, that's only B'Bailim, it's only regarding the owners, B'Kohen, Loi Gemiri. But we don't have any tradition that the same applies by a Kohen. And since there's no Halacha that a Kohen that became Tomei Tumas HaTohim is Tzitz is Meratze and is Hutra and is Kosher, it could well be that the Avodah is Posel. Oy Dilmor, maybe not. Bezvacha Gemiri, that the terms or the The formula used by the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai was that regarding Korban Pesach and regarding Korban Nozir, Tumas HaTohoim is Hutra, Loishnok B'Koyin, Loishnok B'Bailim. And then the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai was only relating to the type of Korban. As long as we're talking about a Korban Pesach or a Korban Nozir, then Tumas HaTohoim is overridden, even if it's the Kohen. That was the question that Rami Bar Choma asked. Omar Rava. Rav is going to try and bring proof to answer this. Toshima, we learnt in the Braisa, the Tony Reb Chia. Loi omru tumas hatahoim elo lemeis bilvad. The concept of tumas hatahoim and the heter that when tumas hatahoim regarding Korban Pesach and regarding Korban Nozir is wavered, it's overridden, it's only said elo lemeis bilvad. Only regarding Tumas Meis, not regarding any other Tumas. That means any other Tomei that was totally concealed and unknown when the person became Tomei, that doesn't have the halachas of Tumas HaTohim. Tumas HaTohim only applies for Tumas Meis. Says the Gemara, Meis limu'utei mai. So Rav is now deducing from that braisa that was taught by Reb Chia that the Tumas HaTohim is only regarding Tumas Meis. What are they trying to exclude? Lav, can we not assume lemu'ute Tumas HaTohim de Sheretz? To exclude the Tumas HaTohim of Sheretz. Which means if somebody became Tomei, put his hand blindly into the ground, and nobody ever knew that there was a Sheretz, one of these Tomei creatures buried there, and his hand touched the creature, he didn't know about it. It's Tumas Sheretz, that was a Tumas HaTohim. And then he did the Avoida. Or let's see what the situation is. Or B'mayoskin, on what we're talking about. That means Rav is deducing from Reb Chia that in the case of Tumas Sheretz, Tumas HaTohim, there we don't say the halachas of Tumas HaTohim, and the halachas of Tumas HaTohim are exclusive to Tumas Meis. We're now going to try and understand that. In Neima Bebailim, are we talking about that the owners of the Korban Pesach or the owners of the Korban Nozir, they themselves became Tomei, Tumas Sheretz, in a type of Tumas Sheretz that was Tohim, that was totally concealed and unknown? And then Ubeman. So who would that be talking about? I mean, in what case are we excluding the Tumas Bailim who became Tomei Tumas Sheretz with Tumas HaTohim? Ibn Nozir, are we referring to a Nozir? That the Nozir put his hand into the ground, became Tomei Tumas Sheretz, and nobody knew about it. And then the korban of the Nozir was offered up, and only then they realized that he was Tomei. Mi Mahanibe? Then if that was the case, then what are you trying to say that regarding Tumas HaTohim of Tumas Meis, there we say, since it was Tumas HaTohim, the Korban is kosher. But if it was Tumas Sheretz, then the Korban is not kosher. Could it really be Mimehanebe? Could it really be that this Tumas Sheretz of Tumas HaTohim actually disturbed the validity of the Korban Nozir being brought after he had put his hand and become Tomei? Ki Yomus Meis Olov Omar Rachmona. It says explicitly that the only tumor that disturbs a nozer from being able to bring his korbonos is only tumas meis, kiyomus meis olav, when somebody dies on him, so to speak, that he touches a mace. But tumas sheretz, even if it's not tumas atohim, even if it's totally in the open and he touches a sheretz, that would not prevent his korban from being valid. So it can't be that when it says that lo yomru tumas atohim elo lemeis bilvad is coming to exclude tumas sheretz regarding a nozir, that in that case tumas atohim will not be hurutza, because tumas sheretz is never an issue for him. Elo ba'oisa pesach, it must be talking about that for somebody who did a korban pesach. And then the braisa is saying that if he did the korban pesach, and before he did the korban pesach he was tomei tumas meis, but tumas atohim, the tzitz is meratze. Or the halach l'mesh mesina is that the tzitz is meratze. But if he became Tomei Tumas Sheretz, in that case, it's not meratze. Is that true? According to the opinion who says that a Tomei Sheretz, if we knew he was a Tomei Sheretz, we would not shecht for him, even though by night By the time the night comes and he could eat the Korban Pesach, he's already toyer. Nonetheless, since now when you shecht the Korban Pesach, he's a Tumas Sheretz, we don't shecht for him, then I can understand what the Braisa was coming to teach us. That not only if he's a Tumas Sheretz proper, but even if he's a Tumas Sheretz, but Tumas HaTahoim, which means that when they did the Korban Pesach for him, he didn't yet know that he'd become Tomei Tumas Sheretz, which was Tumas HaTahoim. Nonetheless, there's no halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that overrides that tumah, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Then we would understand the Braisa. Elo l'mando amar sheichatin v'zorikin al tomei sheretz. But according to the opinion who says that even if a person touched a sheretz, and we know he touched the sheretz, and the halacha is that he can actually send in his Korban Pesach, they will shecht and sprinkle the blood on his behalf, and it's a kosher Korban Pesach, then hashta tumah yudua hutroloi. If even when he became tomei and we know about it, then hutroloi, he's allowed to send the Korban Pesach, tumas hatohim loy kol shekein. Then it's obviously that even that if he became Tommy, just Tumas HaTahoim, that when he became Tommy before he sent the Korban Pesach, he became Tommy with an unknown, at the time it was a yet unknown Tumah, of course the Korban Pesach will be kosher. So what's the Braisa coming to say that only Tumas Meis is Hutro Loi, excluding Tumas Sheretz? Elo Lav, it must be B'Koyin, that the Braisa is talking about Tumas Sheretz, Tumas HaTahoim, and the Chiddush of the Braisa is regarding the Kohen. That what? That if a Kohen is Tomei Tumas HaTahoim of Tumas Meis, the Tzitzis Meratze. But if the Kohen became Tomei Tumas Sheretz and he did the Avoida, there Tumas HaTahoim is not Meratze. And that's what the Braisa is coming to teach us. V'shamamino. So what do we determine from all this? That Hutrolei Tumas HaTahoim. That indeed if the Kohen became Tomei Tumas Sheretz, the avodah he did will be possible. But if he became Tomei with Tumas Meis, with Tumas HaTahoim, then he's going to be, it's kosher. So you see clearly this that Rami Bar Choma asked, what's the halacha by Kohen Amaratze B'Korban Nisein? If Hutro Loi Tumas HaTahoim, the answer is, it seems from this Braisa, that yes. Omar Rav Yosef says, no, Loi, there's no proof from this Braisa. La'oilom Bebailim, we're not talking about the Kohen, we're talking about the owners themselves. That what? That only the owners themselves, regarding the owners themselves, Tumas HaTahoim is Meratze, Tumas Sheretz not. And we're not talking about Nozer, we're talking about the Korban Pesach. And so you asked, Uba Pesach, regarding Korban Pesach, and in that case, the Braisa is telling us that only Tumas HaTahoim is Meratze. That if the owners became Tomei Tumas HaTahoim, Tumas Meis, Tumas HaTahoim, before that he brought the Korban Pesach, and then they brought the Korban Pesach for him, the Tzitz is Meratze, he doesn't need to bring Pesach Sheni. But then you asked a question that it says only Tumas HaTahoim, Tumas Meis, and you said to the exclusion of a different type of Tumah, and we thought it means Tumas Sheretz, and we said that wouldn't make sense, because according to the opinion that says Sheichatin v'zorkin al Tumei Sheretz, of course even Tumas HaTahoim of Sheretz, it will be kosher. It says no, it's not to exclude Tumas Sheretz, you're right. According to the Manda Omar that Sheichatin v'zorkin al Tumei Sheretz, then even if the owners become Tomei Sheretz, of course the Korban is kosher. So what's it excluding here? Lim'ute Tumas HaTahoim de Ziva. If you have a Tumas Ziva, we'll soon discuss what that is, but a Tumas Ziva, in that case, if the owners are Tomei Ziva, if when the Korban Pesach is actually being brought, he was Tomei Tumas Ziva, but it was a Tumas HaTahoim, we'll soon see how that's possible, but it was a yet unseen, unnoticed, unknown, undetermined Tumah. And for that, the Braisa is saying that in that case, we do not say that the Tzitz is Meratze. And if when the Korban Pesach was done, he was Tumas Ziva, Tumas HaTahoim, then the Korban is going to be Posel. Now, what's the case of Tumas Ziva? So we're not going now into all the intricate halachas, but there's a halacha that a Zov, in some cases, he has to count 7 clean days. A ziva is a type of tumah, and he has to count 7 clean days where there's no ziva whatsoever. On the 7th day, he can go to the mikveh, and then in the night, he's completely tohir, as with all other tumahs. After going to the mikveh, you still have to wait for nightfall. So if the 7th day of this tumah ziva was on Erev Pesach, and he's been to the mikveh, And at night he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. He has the same halachas as Tumas Sheretz. Sheichatin v'zorkin, he can send in his Korban, he'll be able to eat it at night. But, and this is a big but, if at any point before nightfall he sees again a ziva, then it's as if he wasn't toyer, and it's as if he hasn't got the 7 days of counting, of clean being clean, those 7 days, and he's as tome as he was a week earlier, he's a zov, and is not allowed to go anywhere near any korbonis. And what happened here? He went to the mikveh in the morning, or sometime earlier on Erev Pesach day, it's the 7th day of Ziva. He just has to wait for the night. And then they shechted the Korban Pesach for him. And then he became tomei, he saw another Ziva. Now at the time they shechted the Korban Pesach, there was no way in the world of anyone knowing that later on he was going to see a Ziva, and then retroactively it will be clear that when they shechted the Korban Pesach, he's actually a Zov. And he would be posel. So I may have thought that since this is a ziva, which is tumas hatahoim, it's a totally unconcealed, it's a totally unrevealed, I should say, an unrevealed and undetermined and unknown tumah at the time that the Korban Pesach was brought. Maybe we'll say tzitz maratze, he doesn't need to bring the Pesach sheni. No. That's what the Braisa is telling us, that only Tumas Hatahoim has this leniency, or only Tumas Meis has the leniency of Tumas Hatahoim, but Tumas Ziva, that Tumas Hatahoim de Ziva, doesn't have this leniency, and since it later became apparent that at the time the Korban Pesach was shechted, he was a Zov, the Korban is postal, and he has to bring the Pesach Sheni. So we have no proof. So Rav Yosef has refuted the proof of Rava to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Continues the Gemara, v'tumas tahoim de ziva loy meratze. So you're learning from the Braisa that when the Braisa says that tumas hatahoim de meis, tumas meis, is the only place where you have a leniency of tumas hatahoim and the korban is kosher, to the exclusion of tumas hatahoim de ziva, as we just saw now. V'otanya, we learned in the Braisa, b'yesi oimer, shemeres yoim keneged yoim. And this is talking about a woman who has a similar type of tumah to, in a man's version, it's called Zov. In the woman, it's called Zova. And the halachas are very different. But there's a whole masecha Zovim to discuss it. But there's a halacha that if a woman sees, she sees one day, she sees a Ziva, she's Tomei, then she has to make sure the next day is totally clean. If the next day she sees Ziva, she has to wait for the next day to be clean. And if the third day she sees a Ziva, 3 consecutive days, then she's a Zava Gedoyla, and she's Tomei for a whole week. There's Korbonus, it's a whole issue. So Rabbi Yossi says, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. This Zava, who's saw Ziva one day, and now on day two, she's just she's counting the day. It's got to have one clean day, and if she has a clean day after seeing Ziva one day, then she's completely Tohir. And what happens if this woman, her day two, which is her clean day, is on Erev Pesach? So she sends in a Korban Pesach on her behalf. Sheshachatu v'zorku aleh, and they sent in a Korban on her behalf, b'sheni shelo, on this second day. And this second day is not yet over. It could be that sometime during the second day, after the Korban Pesach is being brought, it could be she's going to see Ziva again, and then it's as if she wasn't Tohir at the time when the Korban Pesach was brought. V'charkach rason, after the Korban Pesach was shechted, indeed she sees the second day, she sees the blood. Then what's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi says, Eino icheles, she cannot eat the Korban Pesach in the night, because now the next day is she cannot eat any korbanos, because she's got to count another clean day after seeing the second day. Upturo milasis Pesach sheni. Nonetheless, she's potter from bringing a Pesach sheni. Why is she potter from bringing a Pesach sheni? It became clear that when the korban was brought, she was tomei, she was a zava. And if she was a zava, the korban should be pasul. Maitama, what's the reason that Rabbi Yossi says that she doesn't need to bring a Pesach sheni? Lav is it not mishum de meratze tzitz? Because the tzitz is meratze, since when she brought the korban, there was no way of knowing that she was going to see Ziva afterwards, later on that day, and therefore it's considered tumas hatahoim de ziva, And you see clearly that she doesn't need to bring Pesach Sheni. The korban was kosher. The tzitz is meratzeh on ziva. So how could you, Rav Yosef, say before that tumas atoim de ziva is excluded in that brisa, that only tumas meis has the tzitz meratzeh to the exclusion of tumas ziva? Here you see, it seems from Rav Yosef in this brisa that even tumas atoim de ziva, the tzitz is meratzeh. Says the Gemara Omri, loy. The reason that Rabbi Yosi says she doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni is not because the tzitz was meratzeh. Mishum de kosova Rabbi Yosi holds differently. He says, mikanu labo hi metamo. He says that regarding Zova, then it's not as if she saw on Sunday, she now has to keep Monday clean. She sees on Monday, how have we understood till now, that if at any point on Monday she sees a ziva, it's like one long ziva that started on Sunday and is carried on till Monday. And then the time in between, even though at this point in time she's not seeing any ziva, nonetheless, we thought that at that point, it's called Tumas HaTohim de Ziva. Because later it will be apparent that when she sees later on Monday, it's as if at the point in between the two zivois, the two re'iois of Zova, that she was Tomei, it was Tumas HaTohim. And then we have indeed proof that tzitz is meratzeh for Tumas Ziva. Says the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi holds that she sees blood, or she sees the Ziva, without going now into all the details, when she sees Ziva, then on Sunday, that's it. She's now seen just on Sunday. Monday is clean. If she counted just part of Monday clean, that means when Monday started, she was not a Zava, she didn't see a Ziva again, then that's it. Then it's as if Monday has, so to speak, she's now no more Zava. She's Tohir. And if later on Monday she sees, then it's a day two of the Ziva and the relevant halachas apply. But it's not a continuation of day one. And if so, if she brought a korban in between the beginning of day two and the time when she saw a Ziva again on day two, that time in between, she's actually considered tahira, and therefore therefore you don't even need the tzitz to be meratzeh, she's potter from bringing Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara, V'atanya Rabbi Yosi Eimer. This seems to contradict Rabbi Yosi in another brisa. Rabbi Yosi said, Zov Baal Shtei Re'yos. And we're going back to Zov, to the man who sees Zov two Re'yos. Sheshochatu V'zorku Olov B'Shvi Shaloi. In the case of the Zov, if he sees two Re'yos, he has to stay clean for 7 days. And on day seven, he does what he has to do, and he becomes Tohir, and in the night of the 8th, he can eat Korbonis. And on his 7th day, as we saw before, on his 7th day, he sent a Korbon on his behalf, in the hope that in the night he'll be able to eat it. But sometime after the 7th, after he brought the Korbon, on the 7th day, he again saw Zov. And the same regarding the woman who's keeping a clean day after seeing a ziva once, that on this second day, on day two of hers, when she sent a korban Pesach and they sprinkled the blood on her behalf, and then she saw blood on that, she saw ziva again on that second day. Hare elu metamin mishkav umoishav, these stringent types of tumah which apply to zov and zova and don't apply in most other places, mishkav and moishav, that a stringent form of tumah that applies to anywhere where they lie or sit, then lemafreya, then even the places where they sat or lay in between the time that the beginning of the day of the seventh and the time that they saw again the Zov or the Zova later on that day, whether in the case of the Zov it's on the 7th day, in the case of the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom it's the 2nd day, but if that even the Mishkav or Moishav in between the beginning of that day and when they saw the Tumah again, they are still Tomei Upturin Milasis Pesach Sheni, and nonetheless, if the korban was brought, then they're potter from Pesach Sheni. Why do we say, how can you say that the metamin mishkav v'moishav lemafreya, according, you just explained now that according to Rabbi Yosi holds that the time in between is considered tohir. And you say it's like he said before, that mikanu labohu matame, it's only from the time that he sees again on day 7 or again on day 2, only from that point there's the tumma of zava applies. But before that time, we say that it's as if they're completely toira, and that's why the korbanos that they send are kosher, and it's not a contradiction to what we said before, that tumas hatohim deziva, the tzitz is not meratzeh, because he holds you don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh here, because it's in that in-between time. So how can you say that it's lemafreya mishka v'moishov? So it must be not like you said before. It must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that mikanu la'abo himatamo, and it's indeed a long continuation. And nonetheless, upturim milasis pesach sheni, and nonetheless, they don't bring a pesach sheni. So it must be that tzitz is meratzeh for tumas hatohim deziva, and then it's contrary to what Rabbi Yossi said before, that tumas hatohim deziva, the tzitz is not meratzeh. Answers the Gemara, no. Omri, mai lemafreya midrabonon. Indeed, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, from the beginning of day 2 until she sees again the Ziva on day 2, she's considered Tohir. You don't need the tzitz to be Meratzeh. And on day 7 of the Zav, from that morning, he's counted that 7th day, he's clean. From this point, it's as if he's Tohir. Even if he's going to see again on day 7 and it's going to undo everything, nonetheless, until then, it's considered Tohir. And that's why they don't need to bring the Pesach Sheni. And I don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh. Mikanu la'aboi metamo. If so, what does it mean that metamin mishkav v'moishov lemafreya, that time, that lap of time between the beginning of that last day that they're counting and the tumah, if it's tohir, and only mikanu la'aboi tomei, from when they see again the tumah, then why is the mishkav v'moishov tomei? Says the Gemara midrabonon, it's only tumah midrabonon, but minatoira indeed, it would not be Tommy. Continues the Gemara. Ve'af Reb Oishia sovar metame lemafreya midrabonon. Reb Oishia also holds that the tumah lemafreya, that means the halachas of tumah we give between the onset of that last day or that second day. If it's the Zov of 7 days, it's day 7. If it's the Zov of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's the second day. From the beginning of that day until they see the tumah again, the point in between, min ha-toira is tohir, and any halachas of tumah lemafreya in that time, that means if they see tumah again, and then we say that for the whole time, it's as if they were tumah, is only midrabonon. Where do we see Rabbi Yishya saying this? D'tanya Rabbi Yishya, Omar, we saw in the Brayse, Rabbi Yishya said, Avol Zov, Shero b'shvi shaloi, a Zov who sees on the 7th day, that means he started the 7th day, he was clean, so now he's got 7 clean days, because the last part of the last day is as if he counted 7 days, even if he hasn't yet finished the whole day. Well, like we saw before, providing he doesn't see till the end of the day. But his Tara is, when does he become Toyer? As soon as the day started and he was clean, he's got 7 clean days. So, and Ezov that sees later on that 7th day, Soiseres Shelefonov, he undoes all the clean days he's had till now, and it's as if he wasn't clean at all. He has to count another 7 clean days. V'omale Rabbi Yechanon. And Rabbi Yechanon said to Rabbi Yishya, Lo yistoyer elo yoymoy. No, if he sees on the 7th day, then only one day he's so to speak, demolished. He's lost day 7. So on day 8, he has to count the 7th clean day, and then he has 7 clean days. Asks the Gemara, Mimonavshach, I don't understand. If Rabbi Yochanan were told, and this is now, Rabbi Oishia is asking Rabbi Yochanan, that I don't understand. If you hold that lemafreya hu matame, that in the event that any time on day 7 he saw Zov, then it's as if there was no 7th day at all. Then afilu kulu nister. If it's as if there was no 7th day, you don't have 7 days. If you don't have 7 days, then what do you mean that only day 7 is lost and you only have to add on one day at the end? You haven't got any 7 days. You never finished your 7 days. And the whole thing, you should have to start 7 clean days again. And if you, Rabbi Yochanan, hold that since day 7 started, it's as if you have 7 clean days, and that remains, and you have those 7 clean days, and this is, so to speak, a new ziva, a new start of a tumah, he shouldn't even have to redo the seventh day the next day. It should be as if he's a Zov who's seeing on the first day, a new Zov on the first day. And what's the halacha? He goes to mikveh at night. He's tohor. Why should you have to keep another clean day afterwards? Make up your mind. Does day seven count? Does day seven not count? Does the start of day seven count that you've had 7 days? Then that's it. He's tohor. And we start a new counting. If the start of the seventh day doesn't count, then you need to redo all 7 days. Eloima. So we're saying, the Gemara says that we have to say that what Rabbi Yochanan said is not lo yister elo yoimai, that he only has to redo that one day. His seeing Zov on day seven has only undone that one day. No. Lo yister v'lo yoimai. What Rabbi Yochanan meant to say was that since the day started Batara, he's got 7 full days. And therefore, if he sees again later on in the day, it's Mikan Olabo, he's starting a new counting. And since it's, so to speak, the first time he's seeing in this new counting, he goes to the mikveh and at night he's tohir. V'omale. Now Rabbi Yishia is now saying to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yosi koi kavosach. That Rabbi Yishia is saying that Rabbi Yosi holds like you, Rabbi Yochanan. You, Rabbi Yochanan, say that since the day started clean, then seeing later on in the day is a new count. Rabbi Yosi says like you, as we saw before, that Rabbi Yosi says, Mikanu labo matamo. So you see that Rabbi Yosi understood Rabbi Yosi exactly the way that the Gemara understood it before, and that's what the Gemara said. V'af Rabbi Yosi sova matame lemafreya midrabonon. Since Rabbi Yosi, he says, he understood that there's Mikanu labo matame, then if you say that there's a tumas mishka v'moishav lemafreya, in that lapse of time in between the beginning of the day and when they became Tomei again, that there's a Tumah there, it's only Midrabonon. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi Oimer Metamin Mishkav Umoishav Lemafreya, that, and this, the Gemara is just speaking out what we just said now, that Rabbi Yosi is saying that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mikanu Lahabo Hu Metamei, and that's why it's not Soiser. It doesn't undo even the last day. He has a full 7 days for the previous Tumah. If so, how do you understand Rabbi Yosi? How do you, Rabbi Yosi, understand that Rabbi Yosi says that Rabbi Yosi says that Metamin Mishka v'Moishav Lemafreya Elolav Shema Mino Metamin Lemafreya Midrabonon? It must be that it's only Tumah Midrabonon Shema Mino. You see from here that Rabbi Yosi understood, as we understood before, that it's only Tumah Lemafreya Midrabonon. And now the Gemara is going back to where we started. We started with a brisa that Reb Chiya taught us that the heter of Tumas HaTohoim by Pesach and Nozir is only by Tumas Meis. Rav Yosef said that to teach us that only by Tumas Meis there's a heter of Tumas HaTohoim, not by Tumas Ziva. We asked a question, if there's no heter of Tumas HaTohoim by Ziva, then how do we understand Rav Yosi, who says that this Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom of Ziva is potter from making a Pesach Sheni? It seems that Tumas HaTohim de Ziva, the korban that was brought at that time, is Tohir. It seems that it is Meratzeh, not like Rav Yosef. The Gemara answered, no, the reason Rav Yosef says that she can bring her korban Pesach is kosher is not because I needed the tzitz to be Meratzeh, but because he holds that Mikanu Laboi Metamo, since that second day of hers started clean, then she's tohir, and if she sees late on in the day, it's a new count. Okay, so that means, according to Rabbi Yosi, there is no concept of Tumas HaTohim de Ziva. Because how did we explain, when we saw Rav Yosef, how did we explain Tumas HaTohim de Ziva? That you're talking about that in-between time, where it's like Tumas HaTohim, there's no way of knowing that she's going to become Tomei, and she becomes Ziva. Later she becomes Tomei, it's apparent that she was Tomei before, even though at the time there was no way of knowing it. It's Tumas HaTohim de Ziva, and according to Rav Yosef, the tzitz is not Meratzeh. According to Rav Yosef, there's no such concept, because this in-between time is indeed not considered a Tumah. It's only Mikanu Laboi Metamo, that when she sees again, it's a new seeing. It's a second seeing. It's not considered a continuation. If so, according to Rav Yosef, we're back to our original issue, that when the Braisa said that Tumas HaTohim, the heter of Tumas HaTohim, is only by Tumas Meis, what's it coming to exclude? Ul Rabbi Yosi, says the Gemara, Hashta da Omar Mikanu Labo Metame, since he holds that the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, or the Zov Be Yom Zayin, it's only Mikanu Labo, then Lemeis Bilvad, this that we saw in the Braisa before, that the heter of Tumas HaTohim is only for Tumas Meis, Lemu'utemai, what's it coming to exclude? And then we're back to what we said before. It must be coming to exclude Tumas Sheretz. And then we said we don't understand. Tumas Sheretz, by Nozer is never an issue. And by Pesach, according to the Man D'Oma, who says that Sheichatin Vazorikin El Tomei Sheretz, it's also not an issue, then in what case do we say that it is an issue and the tzitz is not meratzeh and there's a problem here? It must be that the Kohen, who was doing the Avoida, he was the one that was Tumas Sheretz, but Tumas HaTohim, that he wasn't aware of it at the time. And that's what the Braise is coming to tell us, that Tumas Sheretz, the Kohen is going to be a problem. It's not meratzeh. And we will deduce from there that Tumas Meis by Tumas HaTohim will be meratzeh even for the Kohen. That will answer Rami Baruchama's question that we asked before. Limutei mai, nifshet mino. So according to Rabbi Yossi, at least, can we prove from that braisa the bekoyin that is talking about the koyin, the hutroloi tumas atohim, and by tumas meis tumas atohim, the tzitz is meratze. Only by tumas sheretz, it's not meratze. Says the Gemara, no. Omri la'olam bebailim ubepesach. We're not talking about the koyin. We're talking of the braisa is talking about the owners of the korban, and we're talking about korban pesach. We're not talking about the nozir. And you're going to ask a question that the owner, if it's talking about Tumas Sheretz, then for the owner itself, then what does it mean that the tzitz is not meratzeh for Tumas Sheretz, even if he touches a Sheretz, sheichatin v'zorkin korban yisem, and they can shech the korban pesach and it's kosher. So even kosher kain, if at the time when he was sent the korban pesach, he wasn't even aware it was Tumas Atohim the Sheretz, of course it's going to be kosher. What does it mean that the tzitz is not meratzeh? He says no. Ukasovar, this braisa could well hold in sheichatin v'zorikin al tmei sheretz that a tmei sheretz is not allowed to send his korban pesach, and as v'ischich lemuute, and that's why I need the braisa to tell us that when is the tzitz meratzeh for tumas atahim only by tumas meis in the case of tumas sheretz, that when it's a definite tumas sheretz he's not allowed to send the korban pesach. I may have thought that if when he sent the korban pesach he was tmei sheretz but nobody knew about it yet, it was tumas atahim, I may have thought in that case the korban pesach is kosher. The braisa is coming to say no, even by tumas atahim of the sheretz, it's not kosher. And obviously it only makes sense according to the opinion that when he's a definite Tumas Sheretz and a known Tumas Sheretz, that ein sheichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. Continues the Gemara. Elo l'Rabbi Yosi zavo gemura heicha mishkachas lo. Now we're going again back to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said that a shomeres yom keneged yom, she saw on Sunday day one, then she has to keep Monday clean. Has to be clean, she has to watch that she's clean. She's clean, that's it, she's tahir. What did we say? According to Rabbi Yosi, as soon as Monday started and she's clean, miktsas hayom kukuloi, as is apparent in the whole sugya, the beginning of the day, she's tahir. And then if she sees later on in the day, then she becomes a zava gedola, because then she's seen two consecutive days. Or not really, if she sees on day two, then she's again shomeres yom keneged yom. It's only if she sees on day three, then it's shomeres yom, then it's a zava gedola, and she has to count a week, and it's a whole process. But if you say that every time she starts day two, then she's already tahir, and when she sees later on day two, it's as if it's a new ra'iyah, then there's nothing connecting. It's not a continuation from day one. So she saw on Sunday midday, she has to keep Monday. The first minute of Monday day, we'll soon see if it's day or night, but the first minute of Monday she's clean, she's now clean. Later on Monday, Mikanu la'abo hi matamo, says Rabbi Yosi. So Monday midday she sees, it's a new seeing. And then she keeps Tuesday. And if later on Tuesday she sees, it's a new ra'iyah. What's going to combine the two to say, just a minute, this is three consecutive days and she's tomei zava gedoila? Rabbi Yosi, zava gemura heicha mishkachas lo. How are you ever going to have a zava gedoila if the beginning of every day is the tara of the day before's tuma and there's no connection, and the tuma of later on in the day is mikanu laboi metama? Says the Gemara, two explanations. Number one, b'sheifas. If she sees this ziva for three consecutive days without stopping in between. So it's not as if she saw on Sunday and the first few minutes of Monday, that's it. Miktsas yom kukula, it's part of a clean day, that's it. She's taken care of the Sunday tuma, the Sunday ziva. No. If she's flowing with tuma from Sunday some point all the way into Tuesday some point. straight through. If so, she didn't have the beginning of the day on Monday, she didn't have the beginning of the day on Tuesday, she's got three consecutive days of Tumah, and that's when she's a Zava Gemurah. Ibois Eimer, or another explanation would be, Kegoyin Sherasa Kol Shnei Bein Ashmoshes. For example, if she saw on Sunday afternoon at the end of the day going into Monday. So she saw on Sunday, because she started seeing bleeding, she started seeing the Ziva on the Sunday. The Monday is not a clean day because the continuation of the Re'ia, of the seeing the Ziva, flowed into Monday. So now Monday is not considered a clean day. She doesn't have a Miktas Yom. She was seeing Ziva as Monday started. Even if now she stops all of Monday and she's clean for Monday, it's too late. She's lost Monday. The end of Monday, right at the end of Monday, going into Tuesday, again she sees. So now the coming into Tuesday is also not clean. Now she's got three consecutive days, and that's how she'll be a Zava Gemurah. That means she doesn't have, on any one of 3 days, on the first day she started seeing, on day 2 and 3, she doesn't have the beginning of the day to be considered as Miktas Hayom Kekuloi. That according to Rabbi Yossi, after that, it's Mikanu Laba Umatamo. If she doesn't have the beginning of the day, then the 3 days combine, and she's a Zava Gemurah. Continues the Gemara Boyer of Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to ask the following question, and now we're moving on to a sugya of the Korban Tomid. Till now we've discussed whether the tzitz is meratze tumas hatahoim by Pesach and Nozir, and now we're speaking about regular Korban Tomid. And Rashi seems to say that in the event that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, which means that relative to korbanos tzibur, we don't even look at tumah, then this question wouldn't arise. However, according to the opinion that tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, which means that we try and do as much as we can, that as much as possible of the korbanos should be done with as much tahara as possible. If so, then Rami Bar Choma asked before whether Kohen Hamaratze b'korbanei sehen, whether hutra loy tumas hatahoim oy loy, whether the concept, whether the leniency of tumas hatahoim, that even though it's psul haguf, we're talking about the person is Tomei himself, nonetheless, the zalocha l'moshe misinai, that the tzitz is maratze, since it's just tumas hatahoim, which means that when he did the avoida, then after he did the avoida, it became apparent that before he did the avoida, that he was Tomei. But whilst the avoida was being done, that means when he became Tomei, it was tumas hatahoim. It was a previously undefined and unknown tumah. And then you have halacha l'moshe misinai. So that was a discussion we had before. The Gemara later on Amud Beis, we're going to see, says that regarding Nozir and Pesach, even if it became apparent after the Shechita, before the Zrikas Adam, that this person was Tomei, Tumas HaTohim, he's allowed to continue and do the Zrika, even though before the Zrika he already knows it, he's already found out that he was Tomei. Now the question is, what's going to be regarding the Korban Tomid? If at some time in the process it became apparent that this Kohen himself was Tomei Tumas HaTohim, then according to the side, and we haven't managed to verify that, but according to that side of the discussion of Rami Bar Choma, that indeed the leniency of Tumas HaTohim applies even to the Kohen, not only to the owners. The question is, regarding Korban Tomid, do we have to look for a Kohen to finish the Avoida, one that we know is Tohir, or do we say no? Since he became Tomei Tumas HaTohim, he can continue the Avoida. Let's see that inside Boyer of Yosef. Kohen HaMeratze B'Tomid. If a Kohen is trying to do the Korban Tomid, Hutra Loi Tumas HaTohim Oy Loi. Do we say, since it now became apparent that he became Tomei Tumas HaTohim, do we say Hutra Loi and he can continue to do the Avoida, or do we say no, try and find a Kohen who is Tohir? Im Timtzu Loimar, in the event that Kohen HaMeratze B'Korban Yisem, that means according to that side of the argument, that side of the discussion we've had till now, on Daf Pei Amud Beis, Shel Nozir Vo'ise Pesach, Hutra Loi Tumas HaTohim, in the event that regarding Pesach and Nozir, which is regarding them that we have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there's a leniency of Tumas HaTohim, then if you say that leniency applies also to the Kohen, then Kohen HaMeratzeh b'tomid, regarding the korban tomid, my, what's the halacha? Mi omrinon, do we say ki gemiri tumas hatohoim, that when we have this halacha l'Moshe miSinai, this tradition from Moshe received at Sinai, this leniency of tumas hatohoim b'pesach is only by korban pesach b'tomid loy gemiri, but we don't have any tradition that the same applies to korban tomid, and relative and regarding to korban tomid, there is no leniency of tumas hatohoim. Oidilmor, maybe no. Yalif tomid mi pesach, as we've seen a few times already, that we learn out the korban tomid from the korban pesach, and the same way as korban pesach, there's the kohen, the tumas hatohim of the kohen is we can be lenient. The same will apply by the korban tomid. Omer Rabba kal v'chomer. Rabba says that to answer this, we can actually use a kal v'chomer. Uma b'mokim shaloi hutro loy tuma yadua. Regarding korban pesach and nozir, where in the event that you knew the kohen was tuma, there was no heter, and this is besides for the regular heterim of tuma hutra b'tzibur. But putting tuma hutra b'tzibur aside, or putting tuma d'chuya b'tzibur aside, then a kohen who's definitely tummy, or anybody, if the person is definitely tummy, of course he cannot bring the korban pesach or the korban nozir. And nonetheless, hutra loy tumas hatohim, in the event that we're discussing a tumas hatohim, then the tzitz is meratzeh and the korban is kosher. Then mokim shehutra loy tumah yadua, then regarding the korban tomid, which is much more lenient regarding the korban tomid, since it is a korban tzibur, a kohen who is even vadai tumah, who does the avoida, it's kosher, einoy din shehutra loy tumas hatohim, then even more so we'll say that tumas hatohim will be lenient. And there's a big discussion here exactly how this kal v'chomer works, what does it mean, but that's the basic reading of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, this is not a good kal v'chomer. Omri, mi dayninon kal v'chomer mehalocha? Can you say a kal v'chomer from a halocha l'Moshe miSinai? You can't say a kal v'chomer from a halocha l'Moshe miSinai. Since the halocha l'Moshe miSinai of the leniency of tumas hatohim was only said by korban pesach and nozir, you cannot make a kal v'chomer and learn from them to the korban tomid. V'otanya, omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, etzem kasoiro halocha, revius dam kalvachomer, vein don and kalvachomer mehalocha. Did we not see explicitly in the Braisa there, without going into all the intricacies of the Braisa there, but Rabbi Akiva made a kalvachomer, and Rabbi Eliezer responded, you cannot make a kalvachomer because the kalvachomer is being based on a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, and you don't make a kal v'chomer from halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Here too, you cannot make a kal v'chomer from halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Elo Omar Rava. Rava says, I'll answer your question not from a kal v'chomer, but from the Gzeira Shova. Yalif moyadoi moyadoi mi pesach, as we've seen previously, it says the word moyadoi regarding korban tomid. It says the word moyadoi regarding korban pesach. And if we have a loch l'moshe miSinai by korban pesach, that there's a leniency by tumas hatohim, in the event that we would say use that leniency even for the kohen who was tomei, then the same would apply to korban tomid, that if the kohen became tomei, we would use this leniency of a tumas hatohim, and this kohen would be allowed to finish off the avoida. We would not need to search for another kohen who is tohir. Continues the Gemara. The tumas hatohim gufa heichaksivi. So till now, the way we've been explaining it, which is going to be the conclusion of the Gemara, is that it's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai that there's a leniency of tumas hatohim by Pesach and Nozir, that if whoever it was became tomei tumas hatohim, and whilst the avoida was done, it was totally not known, it wasn't apparent that he had become tomei, and it was a type of tomei that nobody could have known about, then there's a leniency, even though it's tumas haguf, it's the person is tomei, nonetheless the korban is kosher. Where do we know that from? And Rashi says, obviously, that this question was asked before the Gemara, because we've already mentioned there's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. But, so to speak, we don't know that yet. We're asking what's the source, we assume there's a pasuk for it. Says the Heichaksivi, where is it written? Omer Belaza. Belaza says, Omer Kra, I've got a pasuk for it. The pasuk says, V'chiyomus meis olov bepesa pisoim v'timei roishoi, roish nizroi v'gilach, roishoi b'yem taroso b'yem ashvi galchen. Referring to the Nozir, that over there we say that that if Yomus Meis Olov, which means that somebody died on him. What does the word Olov mean, on him? It means B'mechuveres Olov, that it's apparent to him, which means that the Nozir, the Karbonis of the Nozir, will only be possible, which means that the Nozir himself will only have to undo all his Nazirus if, when he became Tomei, it was apparent to him that he became Tomei. Or it was apparent to somebody, we'll soon discuss who it needs to be apparent to. But if it's not Mechuveres Olov, if it's not apparent to him, then it's called Tumas HaTohim, and he's not Tomei. Or at least his korbonis are kosher, and he's terminated his nazirus. That's Rebbe Loza's source. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Nozir. Okay, so you found me a source by Nozir that there's a concept that Tumas HaTohim were more lenient. Oise Pesach Minolon. How do you know regarding the Korban Pesach that if somebody was Tomei Tumas HaTohim when the Korban Pesach was done for him, that the Korban is kosher? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, here Rabbi Yochanan brings a pasuk. Omer Kroy says in the pasuk, "Daber el bnei Yisrael, leimur ish ish kiye tomei lenefesh." If somebody is became tomei, oy lederech rechoy, oy bederech rechoyka, or he's far away, lochem to you, oy lederech seichem v'osa pesach l'Hashem. What's this word lochem doing here? Bederech rechoyka lochem. It seems that it's a derech rechoyka, and this lochem means to you. And it happens to be a plural, but it means to you, b'mechuveres lochem, it's apparent to you. And this word lochem is going back also on the tomei. It's got to be a tomei, ish ish, ki yeh, tomei lenefesh, it's got to be lochem, it's got to be apparent to you that it was tomei, and only then we have an issue with the Korban Pesach. Otherwise, we can override it because it's tumas hatohim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, he says that you learn it out from the words kederech. Ki ish ish ki etomei lenefesh oy baderech. What does it mean oy baderech? It's kaderech. We're comparing the tumah to something to do with the road, to do with the journey, the way. Ma derech, the same way as a road, begolui, is revealed, is open to everyone. Af tumah, so too, the type of tumah which is a problem. And if you made a Korban Pesach under the conditions of tumah, that you haven't been yet to Korban Pesach, is nami begolui, is only if it's open and revealed and known to people. But if not, if people don't know about it, it's tumas hatohim, and tumas hatohim will not be an issue. So those are three opinions. Where do we learn Tumas HaTohim? One pasuk by Nozir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who have different ways of learning the pasuk by Korban Pesach. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. We learned in a brisa, Eizehu Tumas HaTohim. What is the definition of Tumas HaTohim? Kol sheloi hikir bo echod b'soif olam. If there's nobody in the world who knows about this tumah, that's called tumas hatohim. Like there's nobody in the world that can see what's going on in the tohim, nobody in the world who knows that this person is buried here, then that is called tumas hatohim. Or nobody knows that this sheretz was buried here, that is tumas hatohim. And Tosfos already asks that in a number of places in this Amud we're going to see there's a concept of burial of a person who's buried, and then suddenly we find him underground. Well, if somebody buried him, obviously it was known to somebody. Tosfos discusses that. So, says the Braisa, Hikir bo echod b'soif ha'olam. If one single person in the whole world knows that this dead person is buried here, that this tumah is here, ein ze tumas hatohim, it's not considered tumas hatohim. And now we have a big issue with that. We have, on all three opinions that you mentioned before, all three of them seem not to be following this Braisa. L'Rabbi Elazar d'omar b'mechuveres Olov. According to Rabbi Elazar, who learns out from the word Olov by Nozir, ki yomus meis Olov, it's got to be apparent to him, which means if it's not apparent to him, but it is apparent to somebody else, then he's not going to be Tomei. That means even if somebody else in the world knows about it, it's still called Tumas HaTohim, as long as he didn't know about it. B'mechuveres Olov, ante yoda hu. That it's only considered Tomei when he knows about it, not when anyone else, even if somebody else knows about it, it's still called Tumas HaTohim. Rabbi Yochanan, let's go to Rabbi Yochanan, to Omer Lochem. He says, B'mechuveres Lochem, he learns that from the Pasuk of B'derech rechoika lochem, that it's only considered not tumas atohim, it's only considered a tumah and a problem with Korban Pesach if it's known lochem to you in plural, under yodibotrein, till at least two people know about it. But if any one person knows about it, it's not called lochem. It's not going to be an issue with Korban Pesach. So you see that tumas atohim is even if one person knows about it. Again, it's not like the Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, the Omar Kederech. Shimon ben Lakish says the only tumah which is a problem here is if it's similar to the way, to the road. Ad yodi kul alma, that everybody knows about it. If not everybody knows about it, if it's not revealed to everybody, like the road is revealed to everybody, it's not called, it's not a tumah that's going to be a problem here. And again, it's not like the Braisa. Elo says the Gemara, since we assume the Braisa to be a final ruling, that Tumas HaToim is if there's nobody in the world who knows about it, it must be that the three sources mentioned before are not the sources. Elo Tumas HaToim Hilchus Gemirula. The source of the leniency of Tumas HaToim is Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, or Kras Machta Ba'alma, and the Psukim that were brought were simply a word in the Torah that supports somewhat this Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, but it's not the actual source of this Halacha. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar Bar of Ashi, Loishonu, this halacha that we said, that the tzitz is meratzeh for Pesach and Nozir by Tumas HaToim, elo shenoida loy la'achar zrika. It's only if until you finish the Zrikas Hadam, you were not yet aware that you were Tomei, it was Tumas HaToim, and you were not yet aware of it, and then you became aware of it after the Zrika, dechi is darik dam. And that's a situation that at the time that he was threw the blood on the Mizbeach, Shapir is Darik, he had every right to do it because he had no idea yet that he was Tomei. And then we say the tzitz is Meratzeh and we assume the Korban to be kosher. Aval noida loy lifnei Zrika. But in the event that he found out after the Shechita, before the Zrika, he found out that he was Tomei, loy Meratzeh, then he's not allowed to do the Zrika Sadam. Then the Shechita will be, the tzitz will be meratzeh, but he's not allowed to do the zrika, because now he already knows that he was Tomei. Meisvei, and this seems to contradict the Braisa. Hamoitzi meis mushkav lerochboi shel derech. What happens if somebody finds, if people went through, past a certain road, a certain path, and then they found that underneath, lying across the entire width of this path, they found a dead person that was buried in the width of this path, and then there's almost no possibility that somebody walked along this path without either touching or moving or being mahil, hovering over this mace. And we know that a kohen went down this path. Then Latruma, Tommy, even though nobody in the whole world knew that there was a deceased person buried here until this point, and when that kohen walked over it, it was called Tumas HaToim. However, regarding Truma, there's no leniency of Tumas HaToim. So the Truma, Tomei, this kohen is Tomei regarding the halachas of Truma. Le Nozir v'oso Pesach. However, regarding a Nozir, that means the kohen, from the point that he walked over this place, he's Tomei. The Trumas, anything that he touched was Tomei. However, the Nozir v'oso Pesach, if the Nozir brought his korbonis, or v'oso Pesach, or he brought his, or he did the korban Pesach, Tohir, then he's Tohir. So that would be a basic reading of this Braisa. However, why doesn't it say, Le Nozir of Oise Pesach, it's kosher. The korban they brought was kosher. So it seems that the word Tohir means that you're allowed to, even though you know that you're Tomei, you can continue pretending, you can continue acting upon as the leniency of Tumas HaToim as if you're still Tohir, and you can continue doing something even though you wouldn't be allowed to do it under regular circumstances. Since you became Tomei, Tumas HaToim, you can still continue with some very few actions that as if you're Tohir. What does that mean? V'chol Tomei, the Tohir, the concept, the word, you're still Tomei, so to speak, you're still Tohir, so to speak, lehabohu, it's in the future. You can continue being Tohir, even though you know you've walked over a mace. And what does that mean? That must mean that after the Shechita, before the Zrika, you found out that you were Tomei, and then it says that the Nozir v'oise Pesach, Tohir, you can continue doing the Avodah as if you're Tohir, which means even though you found out before the Zrika, you can still do the Zrika, even though at this point you already know you're Tomei. since you were Tomei Tumas HaTohoim, you've done the Shechit already, the Tzitz is Meratze, and you can even do the Zrikas Adam. And that is not like Marbar of Ashi, who said that you're only allowed, the Tzitz is only Meratze for the Avodah you did before you knew that you were Tomei. But if you knew that you were Tomei before the Zrika, you're not allowed to do the Zrika. Elo I itmar hochi itmar, must be that Mar Bar Vashi said something else. Omar Mar Bar Vashi, loy tema, don't say that noida loy la'acha zrika huta maratze. Exactly the opposite from before. Don't say that the tzitz is only maratze after, if you found out after the Zrika. You say, since you didn't know when you did all the avoidus, including Zrika, and it was Tumas HaTohoim, the tzitz is maratze. Aval noida loy lifnei Zrika. But if you found out after the Shechita, but before the Zrika, loy maratze, don't suggest that it's not maratze and that you're not allowed to do the Zrika. No. Elo afilu noida loy lifnei Zrika. Even if you knew and you found out before the Zrika that he was Tomei Tumas HaTohoim, maratze, he can do the Zrika and it will be maratze. And now to conclude the sugya, the Gemara is going to bring a very long brisa, that a number two or three parts of this brisa, the Gemara has actually discussed in the last daf, but just a sentence here, a sentence there. Let's see the brisa in its entirety. Gufa, hamoitze meis mushkav l'roch bo yishol derech. If somebody finds a dead person that was buried across the entire width of a path, then l'truma tomei. Regarding the halachos of truma, whoever went over this is tomei, because there's no concept of tumas HaTohoim in the halachos of truma. Lenozer, regarding the korbonis that a nozer brought, and we know that if a nozer becomes tomei before he brings his korbonis, he's undone the whole nazirus, he has to start again. If, however, he became tomei after he brings his korban, then he hasn't undone his nazirus, and that's fine. So we're saying here that if whilst the korbonis were being brought, he was tomei tumas HaTohoim, the halach l'moshe m'sinai is that the korbonis are kosher. The lonozer v'oise pesach, the same applies to korban pesach. If the person was tumas haguf, but he didn't know about it at the time when the korban pesach was brought for him, and it was a tumas HaTohoim, the halach l'moshe m'sinai says tohir. When is that true? If there's no space for him, if it's impossible for him to go over this path without having gone over, touched, or moved this dead person. But if theoretically there is space for him to go through along this path without having to have gone over this dead person, afle truma toir. Then even though it's a sofik, it's a doubt, but we know there's a rule, sofik tumma brashus harabim tohir. If you have a doubt and it's a public place, then you can be lenient. And bamedvorim amurim, when do we say that if somebody goes over this path, it's tomei? Is only shemotzei shalim, if the body was found whole. Aval mashubor, if it was found broken or mafurok or dismembered, tohir, then it's tohir. Why? For the same reason, Shemo Beina Prokim Ovar, maybe the person that was going along this path, he managed to travel in between the parts and he didn't actually go over part of the dead person. Ubekever, however, if you found this person in a grave, and there's a big discussion, what's the difference between finding him buried and finding him in a grave? So that's a discussion that the Rishonim have here. And there's obviously the issue we mentioned before, which Tosfos asks, how can he be in a grave and nobody knows about it? Somebody buried him. Okay, but either way, or bekever, if this person was buried in a grave, then afilu mashubar mafurak, even if the body itself is not whole anymore, tome is still tome b'pnei shakever mitzarfoi. Because of the airspace within the entire grave that's been dug out for him, that airspace is all tome, and it's, so to speak, it connects all the parts of the mace. It's as if the whole thing is an entity with tumas mace, and anyone who goes over that will become tome. And therefore, it doesn't help that the body wasn't whole and he will still be tomei. Bamedvorim amurim, and when is it true that if the body is not whole, that the person going over it is tohir? But mahalich baraglov, that's only if he had a regular walking over it. We assume that he could have walked, or there's a possibility that he walked between the parts, and therefore maybe he's not tomei, it's only a sofik. Sofik tumma brashus harabim is tohir. Aval Ton, if the person was carrying a big weight, was carrying a load on his back, and then by default he was going back from side to side, Oirochov, or he was riding, and then again, it's not possible that he was going exactly between the parts. Tomei, in that case, even if the body itself is not whole, we take it for granted on a definite way that he went over the mace and is Tomei. Lefisha mahalich beraglov, if he's just walking regularly, efshe shelo yiga, it's possible that he didn't touch v'lo yahil and he didn't go over any part of the mace. Aval ton oirochov, if he's carrying a large load or he's riding, efshar shelo yiga v'lo yahil, it's not possible that he didn't either touch it or go over the dead body. And in what case do we say that regarding Korban Pesach and Nozir, the Tumas HaTohoim is Tohir? It's only Tumas HaTohoim. It's only the only leniency we have by Korban Pesach and Nozir is only if it's Tumas HaTohoim, as we said before. Nobody knows, we're going to soon see that. But only Tumas HaTohoim. Aval Betumah Yodua. But if later it became apparent that the Nozir, or the person doing Korban Pesach, actually became Tomei before the Korban was done, with a Tumah Yodua, with a type of Tumah, this person didn't know about it, but the nature of the Tumah was not a Tumah Satohoim, it was something that everybody knew, anybody could have known about this Tumah, then we don't have the leniency of Tumah Satohoim, and the Nozir has to start his Naziris again, and the person who brought the Korban Pesach is not kosher for him, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Ezui Tumas HaTohim, what's the definition of Tumas HaTohim? Kol Shelo Hikir Bo Echad B'Sof HaOlam. It's only if there's nobody in the whole world who ever recognized and knew that this Tumah was here. Aval Hikir Bo Echad B'Sof HaOlam, if any one person in the world knew about this Tumah, Einzu Tumas HaTohim, it's not considered Tumas HaTohim. Motzei Tomun Betevin, if he found the Tumah buried in straw, be'ofar, in dirt or earth, or betzreiros, or in pebbles, hareze Tumas HaTohim, we assume that it's got the status of Tumas HaTohim because this pile of stones or straw, whatever it is, could have just toppled on top of this person, buried him there, and no one in the world knows about it. However, b'mayim, if you find the Tumah underwater, ba'afela, or in a dark place, b'nekike asloim, or in the cracks in the rocks, that's not called Tumas HaTohim, because anybody could see it, it's open, it's in the open area. It could be that by chance people didn't pay attention, but it's a place where anybody could see it, and therefore it's not considered Tumas HaTohim. We've also mentioned this, that the only halachas where Tumas HaTohim applies, the leniency, is only regarding Tumas Meis. And the Gemara and Daf Pei Amud Beis discussed Tumas Sheret, Tumas Ziva, and other Tumas that we've discussed. The Braisa says that the leniency of Tumas HaTohim is only by Tumas Meis. Nimirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start the next Mishnah.